What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Stupid Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Jason, back at you with episode 11. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the CDC and what they said about the whole death, less death, and what they taught or something from COVID and some other jazz. Let me look here. I forget now. Oh, yeah, the Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't know how you say his name. Ritterhouse something. The shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin there. Let's start off with the CDC here. Headline, CDC, 94% of COVID-19 deaths had underlying medical conditions. We're no dur. We done knew these yahooters, whatever you want to call them, jackalopes. We knew these guys are lying. It ain't that serious. They just want that sweet, sweet money. Because I think hospitals and so much got like so much money per cases, quote unquote death from it, and other jazz. Let's get into this freaking article once, dang it. Conway, South Carolina, the Center for Disease Control released information showing how many people who died from COVID-19 had underlying medical conditions that contributed to their death. Well, no dur. Well, I wonder why. Why do they say it caused them to die? I'm feeling random today. Same as every day, guys. Come on, you guys know me. Come on, Joe Biden. Come on, man. The following chart from the CDC shows the breakdown of the death by age. I don't know how to describe that or even read that. Okay, now all ages, 161,392. 0 to 24, 330. 25-34, 1241, 35-44, 32-28, 45-54, 85-01, 56-64, 20,295, 65-74. Why is it always fours? Oh, okay, I guess so. They can start off with a five. 65-74 years old is 34,334. 75 to 75 to 84 for 2,500 something. I can't see the other part. The following are the top-lying medical conditions linked with COVID deaths: influenza and pneumonia. No dur. Done knew this. Like I said, my theory was these tests are same positive because these people got influenza. Dang it. Who's right all the time? Jason is. Come on, it's okay. I need to be modest about it. Just hate being right all the time. Now, let's continue. Respiratory failure. Another theory of me. Due to cause of the ventilators. I feel like the ventilators kill you more than help you. Hyperextensive disease. Don't even know what that is. Diabetes. Vascular unspecified dementia. Yeah. Cardiac arrest. Heart failure. Renal failure. Whatever that is. Renal failure. Sound like it reminds me of like anal failure or something. It's almost spelled like that. N-A-L. R-E-N-A-L. Intentional and unintentional injury, poisoning, and other adverse events, other medical conditions, which could be anything and everything, which it probably was. According to the CDC, 9,683 died in the United States with only having COVID-19 listed on their death certificate. Ha. Huh. The CDC says their data uses provisional death counts to deliver the most complete and accurate picture of lives lost to COVID-19. They are based on death certificates, which are the most reliable source of data and contain information not available anywhere else, including comorbid conditions, race, and ethnicity. And this is, blah, dang it, I ain't no freaking wordologist. I don't know, freaking, I ain't use no fancy words. In place of death. Yeah, deal with it. I'm going to say the wrong words all the time, okay? I ain't smart in the wordology. Dang it. Oh, you guys know it. You guys already know. Provisional death count may not match other sources, such as media reports or numbers from county health departments, because death certificates take time to be completed. States report at different rates. It takes time, extra time to code COVID-19 deaths, and other reporting systems use different definitions or methods for counting deaths. Additionally, the CDC says provisional counts are not final and are subject to change. Counts from previous weeks are contingently continually, dang it, revise as more records are received and processed, and death counts should not be compared across states. That's it for that article. So yeah, like I said, I feel like those stupid, whatever you call it, those tests are so faulty, and I feel like you, I mean, it may be pretty spreadable, but I don't think it's as spreadable as what they say. I mean, geez, I traveled so much, so often, and I've yet to get it, except for, I think I got it back in January. I almost know I did, because I was sick, and I felt like I was going to die, but I sweated it out like a tough man. Good job, dude. Now, let's continue here. Next article on the agenda here. Trump defends Kenosha shooting suspect. So, as we all know, that Kenosha, Wisconsin had riots and stuff, and the 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse took his AR like a man. It was like, peeing on you, rioters and looters. And he got threatened first, and then he just opened fire, which that guy, I guarantee I would have done the same thing. Okay. Come in my neighborhood, dang it, you're going to get blasted. You might not die. I'm going to shoot you in the legs and stuff where it hurts. Dang it. Unless you point the gun at me, then I'm going to freak out and shoot you whatever. But there you go. Let's read this article. President Trump on Monday declined to condemn the actions of the 17-year-old suspect in the shooting of three protesters against police brutality in Kenosha, Wisconsin, claiming without evidence that it appeared the gunman was acting in self-defense, which I believe it was. Kyle Rittenhouse has been charged with 6 criminal counts, including first-degree intentional homicide, for the shooting last week and left 2 protesters dead and 30 injured. An investigation is ongoing, which the president also acknowledged. The incident occurred during the third night of unrest following the police shooting of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back multiple times at point-blank range. Oh, but no, they don't care about that. No, that was self-defense, dang it. This Kyle Rittenhouse is not self-defending himself, dang it. He's a Republican. He's 17 years. He had an AR. Nope, he wasn't part of the riots. Nope, not self-defense. He did it on purpose. Well, they got right there on purpose. People try to say, kill him. They got him. It's like somebody coming up to you saying, hey, I'm going to kill you. What are you going to do? You got a gun. They got him. Nuh-uh. It's freaking survival of the fittest here. I'm going to freaking kill you before you got the chance to kill me. Hang on real quick. So worked up. I had to get a drink. Dang it. Good old Diet Coke. Don't judge me. Yeah, that's right. I said Diet Coke. Don't like Diet Coke? Too bad. Deal with it. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I try so hard, but can't rise above it. Okay, enough of my scene. The incident occurred during the third night of the unrest. Oh, yeah, I didn't read that. Dang it. When asked during a Monday press briefing whether he would condemn the Illinois team's action, what in the freak, Illinois? What's he doing in Wisconsin? Trump defended Rittenhouse, suggesting that it appeared that to him the shooter was acting in self-defense. He was trying to get away from them, I guess it looks like, Trump said. Nothing that the innocent was under investigation. Incident, dang it. I guess he was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed. Exactly. Graphic video from the chaotic scene only tells a partial story. The shooter's alleged actions have split onlookers on party lines, with Republicans paying Rittenhouse as sort of tragic figure, a martyred patriot whose extreme actions were born of Democrat failures to quell violence on the streets. Democrats, meanwhile, have taken a dimmer view on the situation, pointing to the president's increasingly divisive rhetoric and past endorsements of violence against protesters as evidence of a clear message to renegade gun owners to feel that they can act with impunity in the name of law and order. Well, daggum! How is he decisive? I still don't understand that, because the Democrats, there's so many Democrat mayors that don't want Trump in their city that's called getting having violence and stuff. We can control it. It's making other people mad that's not violent and stuff. So in reality, it's the Democrats that freaking dividing here. saying the Black Lives Matters and Antifa are doing the right thing, but then Trump supporters go out and protest against them. Oh, no, they're not wearing masks. You're not doing this. They're not doing shit right. Dang it. It aggravates you because it's like, how retarded are you people? And what does it say? Dang it. I seen an article on the way home from Florida. By the way, that's where I've been, if you've been wondering, which you probably didn't. I don't know. It's whatever. But we was in Florida visiting a family down there for the past week, so that's why I've been absent on making these. I seen something where some big-time neo-Nazi, I don't know his name, endorsed Biden. So it's like, okay, so you got Black Lives Matter, you got Antifa, and you got neo-Nazis supporting you, and you're not the anarchist. Okay, makes total sense. Makes total sense. Let's continue. Democrats, meanwhile, have it taken a dim review and switched way pointing to the president. Okay, no, I didn't read that. Trump, who has made violence in Democrat cities a key talking point against 2020 rival Joe Biden, plans to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday to see the people that did such a good job for me during the protest. When asked whether he was worried that his presence, which comes against the Kenosha mayor's wishes, might inflame an already heated situation, Trump said, well, it could also increase enthusiasm, and it could increase the love and respect for our country. Dang, I'm right. And that's why I'm going. The president will not, during this trip, meet with the family of Blake and the man who's shooting and subsequent, whatever, paralyzed and sparked Kenosha uprising, city of awareness of attending a meeting that Trump said would include the family's attorney. I'm not laughing at that, but I'm just laughing. Like, I have the hardest time pronouncing some words. I don't know why. It's because I try to read too fast, I think. And some of these words, I'll be honest, I've never seen before. It's like, daggum, just say freaking something simpler. Ain't nobody that smart reading these and understanding all these words, all fancy words. I thought it would be better not to do anything where there are lawyers involved. They wanted me to speak, but they wanted to have lawyers involved. I thought that was inappropriate, so I don't do that, he said. And that'd be it for today's video, I guess. Yeah, it was kind of a rundown. It was kind of a quick video today, because I never quit saying video for some reason, because I think I'm on YouTube, but I'm not. My ugly face don't need to be on YouTube, dang it. No, it may. I need to work on getting a YouTube channel so you guys can look at the camera, looking straight into the camera, talking about stuff, and also seeing me on my phone reading these articles like an amateur. There's my opinion for today, though. I feel like he didn't self-defense, but I don't know I guess it really comes down to the judge, if it's an honest judge or if it's a Democrat judge. Or Republican judge, but because there is biased judges, I know, because I've dealt with them already. Not personally, but I've been in courtrooms where there was an illegal alien, and the judge looked at the defendant and said, quote unquote, this is off the records. If you or any of your family, not to me, talking to somebody else, if you or any of your family claw eyes on him, you would be in big trouble. So, yeah, there is biased heifers that are judges. And, well, heifers for women and men, by the way. Not sexist. It was a woman. I don't know her name because I didn't care. But anyways, yeah. I feel like he should be set free. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really watch the clips or anything. But I'm going to guess it was self-defense. But at the same time, he kind of went out there looking for trouble. So, I don't know. It's whatever. That'll do it for today's video. Reminder, make sure you go to our Facebook page at Stupid Politics Podcast. Go like us there. We post news articles, memes, and whatnots. Try to daily. Not always, though. Whenever. Then if you want to follow our Instagram, too, it is all one word, Stupid Politics Podcast, and go follow us there. That did it for today's video. So, yeah. My saying, be bold, be strong, and be heard. Peace out.